University of Washington students start fall term classes next month, but there's no summer break for the university. The school has announced plans for a $124 million animal research laboratory on the Seattle campus. UW President Michael Young told KUOW's Marcy Silman the animal research facility is necessary for state-of-the-art medical research.
We are one of the world's premier research institutions, deeply committed to developing all sorts of medical interventions that make people's lives better, that saves lives, and so forth. Some amount of that research still requires some engagement with animal testing. And the facilities we have now are quite spread out around campus. I don't think anybody thinks those are of a quality that either facilitates that research or really allows us in an optimal way to take care of the animals. And so building a facility that will permit us to do that becomes important.
Research like this is controversial. It has been controversial for decades. Recently, an animal rights group filed an official complaint with the USDA. That complaint alleges the University of Washington research facilities violated the Animal Welfare Act, which resulted in the deaths of four primates. How do you address people's concerns about animal testing, animal welfare here on a major research campus?
Well, we certainly understand it's controversial. But as I say, we are deeply committed to the research enterprise, particularly research that really does make people better, that saves lives, and there is a reduction in the need for that kind of testing and engagement with animals, to be sure, but it's not zero. And if it is zero, to the point it becomes zero, we will be the first not to do it. But it isn't there yet in terms of really trying to do things that change people's lives for the better. And so we do it. And I think what we want to do in this facility is ensure that things don't happen. We're under very careful regulation in terms of how the animals are treated, and we want to make sure that we have facilities that enable us to give them all the care consistent with those regulations, that it'd be best in class when we do it. The vast majority of the animals are actually zebrafish and rodents. But even there, you want to have facilities that make sure you can take care.
I'm not sure I know what a zebrafish is, but that also is another topic. I'm speaking with University of Washington President Michael Young. The health sciences are a huge part of this university, and you at the UW are forging ahead with plans to expand a five-state medical program in the Spokane area. Why?
Well, one of the purposes of us being the medical school for five states was to try and address what is often either a shortage or an imbalance of doctors, particularly in rural areas. And the WAMI program, which stands for Washington, Wyoming, Alaska, Montana, and Idaho, has been a 43-year vehicle for doing that. Absolutely wonderful, because what we've done is been able to take the reputation of the UW, which is the number one medical school in terms of primary care, the number one medical school in terms of internal medicine, the one family medicine, rural medicine, top five in pediatrics, gerontology, things like that, and do that, take that training at about half the cost of what it normally costs, if you look at the studies, to educate a medical student. Taking that out is powerful. There's need for more doctors in this state, and so expanding the program and much of that need is on the east side in the rural communities in Spokane itself. So expanding that seems to us a very worthy goal.
Will you also expand opportunities for residencies on the east side of the state? Because as I understand it, the vast majority of those residencies take place on the west side of the Cascades.
Well, yes, the answer is yes, but the residencies largely take place where the population centers are. And as the population on the east side grows, it's very useful to be able to expand residencies. Historically, most of those have been paid for by the federal government. Getting those reallocated has proved to be extremely difficult. So we're working with our federal delegation to get an expanded version, and then working with some private providers as well to expand residency opportunities across the entire state, and indeed across the five-state region.
President Young, Washington State University has said it doesn't want to support this multi-state effort, and Wazoo says it may open its own medical school. Can the University of Washington go it alone in this state?
Well, we really hope it doesn't come to that. We have appreciated that partnership. It's been very powerful, and we hope it prevails. We do have a commitment to the Spokane community, and we will do what we've said we will do, which is expand the class size to 80 students in a class, in collaboration with the legislature, which has to put a modest amount more resources in, but it's fairly modest. And we will bring all 4 years of medical education over to Spokane, and that's a commitment we've made, and yes, we'll do that.
Finally, I can't talk about money, a topic we discussed earlier, without talking about something that you spoke of when you first came here. I think you're starting your third or fourth year at this
starting
point.
Starting my fourth.
Fourth year already. One thing that you had talked about was helping to monetize the research. I guess that's the verb for it, right? Monetize the research being done across campus, not just in health sciences. The UW recently announced it helped to launch 18 startups during the fiscal year. And you said in a press release that the university is becoming known for world-class commercialization resources. So how does that work at the University of Washington? What are you doing?
Well, basically, what we're trying to do is to do good. And in some cases, what goes on in the laboratory can best get into the lives of real people through the commercialization process. Sometimes it doesn't take that, and that's fine too. But when creating a business entity or licensing something is the optimal way to get that scientific breakthrough, that new drug, into the lives of real people to make those lives better, we want to provide the resource base to help the faculty do that. And that's what the commercialization process is really about. And it's a wonderful teaching tool. Allow our students to get involved in the whole notion of innovation and creativity and entrepreneurship. So it's very much about doing good in the way of getting that out and using this as a tremendous teaching vehicle. And we are one of the nation's leaders now.
And what does the university get out of it besides feeling good about yourselves?
Well, to be honest, doing good is for a university, a great major public research university, is its own end, to be honest. We do, in some of these cases, take some, take a modest equity interest, or we get a licensing fee. Some of that goes back to the principal investigator or the students who did it, so give them some incentive. Some goes to the department to expand research, and some comes to the central administration to allow us to support these commercialization efforts.
Does it play a significant role in your vision for how to fund university educations as we go forward?
No, I think to the extent we start thinking of this as all about the revenue, it will change our mindset in ways that I believe are likely to reduce the amount of technology and great drugs and things that we can get out into the public sphere. So I think keeping the focus on doing good, hoping there's some financial benefit down the road, whether it's in the form of return on some of these things, or whether it's in the form of making our alumni rich and them giving back to the university, that's great.
That's good for you too.
Yeah, but the focus is on doing good.
Michael Young, president of the University of Washington, thank you so much for coming by.
My pleasure. Thank you.
He spoke to KUOW's Marcy Silman, and students head back for the fall quarter at the University of Washington at the end of September. This is The Record on KUOW.